Smythe has the ball teed up at the 40 as we get ready for the third. And they will again go three guys deep. Actually, the third guy's a little shorter, staying at the 15-yard line. That,
I think, to prevent, you know, they're kind of thinking that little pooch kickoff.
Van Ostrand is up a little closer. Smythe runs into it, drives it high and deep, and it'll land at the goal line for a touchback. And Jeff will take over at the 20-yard line, first down and 10.
And that works, too, to limit their run back. Let's just kick it out of the end zone. And this drive for Warsaw, the defense, it's going to tell a lot about this second half. You know, there's obviously a lot of time left, but how well can we – I thought we made some adjustments in that first half as far as being able to tackle guys in space and kind of limit their big play opportunities. But obviously, in fact, it was almost right after I had said, you know, we're doing a really good job with that. They managed to break off that inside screen and take it to the house. So how can we respond to that, and you know, what adjustments can we make?
The ball's on the far hash mark at the near hash mark at the 20-yard line. The wide side of the field is the far side. First down and 10 as we start the third quarter. And Jeff will run a play action fake. Quick throw over the middle, and they got their man. It is Atkins, and he's got a first down outside the 35-yard line to the 39. That's a gain of 19 yards. And again, Jeff runs to the football. And they're right there. They're ready to snap it right now. Crowder takes the snap. Again, throw the far side. Oh, I don't know that he thought he was going to get that pass. It is caught. And that is Van Ostrand who makes the catch and gets out to the 47-yard line. He seems surprised the ball got to him.
I think you're right.
Second down and 2 after a gain of 8. Crowder will hand off, and it's Atkins up the middle. And he's stopped right at the first down mark and still going. And he got the first down and gets across midfield to the Tiger 49-yard line. That's a gain of 4 yards and a first down for the Broncos. Trailing 21-13 with 11:20 left to play here in the third. Crowder from the shotgun. Again, hands off Atkins, running left, bounces off one, bounces off two, bounces off three, still going, and he goes down. Lost his balance at the Tiger 44-yard line after a gain of 5.
And I know it was only a gain of 5, but there was another two missed tackles on that play. So that's something that they've got to clean up, the Warsaw defense.
Second down and 5 from the Tiger 44. Crowder this time looks back to his coaches. Warsaw with only 3 guys in the line of scrimmage, everybody else out wide. Crowder will hand off to Atkins, running left, breaks a tackle, but this time the initial tackler is able to hang on. That's a yard to the 43-yard line. Flores Ortega on the tackle, third down and 4. And again, Jeff quickly on the ball, this time not moving quite as quickly to snap it. Ball on the far hash mark, wide side of the field is the right side. Crowder sends Atkins in motion, and he'll hand it to him, and he gets away. He got it away a little bit, but not far enough. He's thrown down at the Tiger 43-yard line. Villema was in there. Hetty helped him. No gain. It's fourth down and 4 coming up. And the Jeff offense stays on the field.
Kind of thought they would, given the down and distance and just kind of where they're out in the field.
Warsaw fans trying to make some noise and help this defense.
This would be a huge stop right here.
Crowder with Atkins to his right, fakes the handoff, running right. He's got room. He's got the first down at the 40. He got hit hard as he crossed the 40-yard line. Strawn brings him down at the 37, but it's a first down after a gain of 6. Jeff right to the line. Atkins will run off the field as they change personnel. 9:25 left to go, third quarter. This is the opening drive of the second half. Warsaw 21, Lafayette Jeff 13 in the regional championship game at Fisher Field. Crowder takes the snap, dropping, pump fakes. Now he's going to look. He's going to throw it as far as he can up the near sidelines, and he's got Campbell. But did he catch it? There's no signal. Now there is, and they say it's a touchdown. The official on this side never moved from his spot. Campbell makes the catch. It's a 37-yard touchdown, and now it's 21-19.
A lot of time to throw there for Crowder, and he made the most of it down that right side. Not totally convinced that he came up with the ball. The ref was just in a really bad spot to make a call there. But nonetheless, touchdown there by Lafayette Jeff.
And now they'll go for two to try to tie the game with 9:06 left to play in the third quarter. Well, it looked to me like he jumped in the air, he lifted his feet off the ground, and when he landed with his arm on the white line, which would have been out of bounds.
Yeah. Yep, I feel the same way.
There was no official anywhere nearby. There's the try for two. They give it off for Richmond, and he'll get to the end zone and score. Antoine Richmond runs it in on a sweep to the left for two, and it's 21-21. Warsaw and Lafayette Jeff with 9:06 left to go in the third quarter. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Touchback on the kickoff. And Warsaw will take over from the 20-yard line in a tie game, 21-21, Andy, with 9:06 to go in the third.
So if you're Lafayette Jeff, that's exactly how you wanted to draw that up. And you kind of made reference to it in that first half about a two-for-one there, and that's exactly what they got. Kind of unconventional there with a missed extra point and then a two-point conversion, but the end result's the same. It's 21-21. Now would be a good time to have one of those nice sustained drives for the Warsaw Tiger offense.
And they'll start from the 20, ball in the middle of the field at the south end of Fisher Field. Duncan in the backfield behind Sullivan, and it's going to be Duncan up the middle for 2 yards to the 22. Garcia, among others, on the stop for Lafayette Jeff, second down and 8. The winner gets Merrillville or Valparaiso. If it's Valparaiso and Warsaw wins, we head there. If the Tigers win and Merrillville wins, the Pirates will come here. And on the line next week would be a trip to Indianapolis. Second down and 8. Sullivan with the ball in the middle of the field at the 22. And he's going to keep it, and he's going to find very little room to operate. He got a yard to the – actually give him 2 yards to the 24. It'll be third down and 6 coming up for Warsaw. And we're going to say this a lot over the next hour of real time. This is a huge play right here.
Absolutely.
Warsaw cannot give them the ball back with a chance to take the lead.
Good penetration there by the interior of the defensive line for Jeff as well. Not seeing that push, and I know it's been two plays, but still – halftime is great for adjustments, and you can really see adjustments made right away. It's just something that's caught my eye the first two plays.
Play clocks at both ends are working again. They're at 8. Sullivan goes under center from the 24. Drew, option play right, keeps it, turns up field. He's got room, but I don't think he made the first down. He did not. He got 5 yards to the 29-yard line, and with 7:32 left to play here in the third quarter, Warsaw's got 4th down and 1. And, of course, they're going for it.
Had no doubt.
Grady Nelson comes into the game. Tucker Reed comes off. So, essentially, an extra lineman out there for Warsaw. The Lafayette Jeff fans hooting and hollering, trying to get their defense to make a play. 4th down and 1 for the Tiger 29-yard line. They've got an extra defensive lineman in there. Sullivan ran into his own guy, and I don't know. He got it. Oh, he did get it. I think the defender pushed him forward, and it's a first down for Warsaw. He had him wrapped up for no gain, and Sullivan ends up just beyond the 30-yard line. That's enough. First down, Warsaw. 6:56 to go in the third in a 21-21 game.
Well, that's a huge play. I think you're right. I think he grabbed him on the way down and kind of rolled him over. Otherwise, he was stopped dead to rights.
Well, as soon as the hit was made,
right,
you had 3 or 4 Lafayette Jeff guys pointing like we stopped them.
Yep.
When they should have been in there making sure he got to the ground first. Sullivan, ball in the right hash mark. Wide side is the near side. And they're going to pitch it back. Tucker Reed turning upfield, breaks a tackle, and gets stood up at the 23. How far did he get? To the 24-yard line. Again, Evan Davis was injured in the first half. And all you're doing here by putting Tucker Reed in the game for him is replacing your starter with a guy who scored 9 touchdowns on 26
right,
running plays
right,
this season with 2 kickoff right, returns.
That's okay. That'll work.
It's officially a gain of 4, 2nd down and 6 from the Tiger 34-yard line, halfway through quarter 3 in a tie game in the regional championship at Fisher Field. Sullivan. Under center, takes the snap, keeps it, turns up field, breaks a tackle, breaks another 40, 45, 50, he's out in the open, 45, 40, up the near sideline, 30, 25, 20, 15, and tackled from behind. Inside the 15-yard line, down to the 11-yard line. From the 34 to the 11, first down Tigers.
And that's just that left, that play to the left where he kind of fakes that fullback up the middle and just follows his blockers, and good blocking up front. But again, for the second time tonight, he breaks a big run.
That's three long runs for the Tigers from scrimmage, which we haven't seen much of this season. Nope. Northwood would have been about the best example of that. 55 yards on the run for Drew Sullivan, who now has 17 carries for 176 yards. Warsaw can get a first down at the one. Sullivan keeps it again, turns upfield, running left, down to the five, down to the four, pushes forward to the four, and that's where they'll stop him. It's a gain of seven. Second down and three.
Boy, if we can take this home, how big was that fourth down play just a couple minutes ago?
Huge.
Huge.
And again, Lafayette Jeff, the initial stop had him pushed back to the 29-yard line.
Yep.
And their players started to celebrate just a smidge early.
Yep.
And that allowed Sullivan to wiggle his weight forward to where the Lafayette Jeff defender could only push him down forward, and that gave Warsaw the first down. Second down from the four, ball on the left hash mark. Drew is going to keep it again, turn forward. It gets down inside the two-yard line, still short of the first down by about a half a yard, and it'll be third down and about a foot. And Aiden H. in on the stop, and there are a lot of bodies wearing white jerseys and black ones, and we're going to have one of the Tigers injured. And that is Cam Kaufman. Cam Kaufman is sitting down, and he will be attended to by the Warsaw training staff. With 4:07 left to play here in the third quarter, Warsaw and Lafayette Jeff tied at 21, but the Tigers with third down and less than a yard at the two-yard line of the Broncos. You can see why they're 11-0. That's a good football team, really good football team. But again, as you said earlier, when you don't see this offense, Concord knows this offense.
Right.
They saw it twice this year, and they couldn't stop it either.
Right.
So you can understand if you're watching from wherever in the state of Indiana, or if you're watching from back in Lafayette, by the way, we're glad to have you on this Friday night. And they're trying to work with Cam Kaufman and see if they can get him up. And now he is getting up.
It's good to see.
He's walking off, but Corey Branham's got a hold of his shoulder pads in the back. He looks a little weeble wobbly.
Is that an official word?
It's a Grossman terminology.
Oh, okay.
Right? Weeble wobbles, but they don't fall down.
Okay.
Third down and one officially. Warsaw can get a first down without scoring a touchdown. Let's see if they go straight ahead.
Yeah, quarterback sneak.
Sullivan. Nope. He's going to run it to the right, and I don't know. It's going to depend on the spot. I don't think he made it. He didn't make it. He did not make it. As a matter of fact, no gain. It's fourth down and a foot and a half to go for the Tigers. You can go for three and take the lead, but field goals are not going to win you a regional championship against these guys.
Nope.
The Lafayette Jeff fans are hooting and hollering. Their players waving at them to try to help their defense. The Warsaw fans nervous on the near sideline. Again, Warsaw can get a first down at the one-yard line. And again, they've got an extra lineman in the game on defense. And Drew Sullivan wants timeout and gets it. 3:21 to play third quarter. Tied at 21. Warsaw Lafayette Jeff. Fourth down and a foot and a half when we come back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Don't want the game to go on any farther without sending a big, big, big thank you to all of our sponsors this year. It's been a long time since we've had this many. Sold out at the beginning of the year, which is great. We thank them all, and we hope that as you listen to the game that you'll make a mental note of who you've heard from. And just go in and thank them. That's all I ask, is just go in and thank them for helping us broadcast these games. And I'm pretty sure when you go in there, you're going to find something in there that you need. Here we go. Fourth down and one. Goal line defense in there again for Lafayette Jeff. Warsaw needs a yard for a first down, two for a touchdown. Sullivan, and they push forward, and I don't know. The official running in from the far side marks the ball right at the one-yard line. The Lafayette Jeff defense ran off the field. Still no signal. They're going to measure. They are going to measure with 3:17 left to play in the third quarter in a tie game. He did make progress. He did get down near the one-yard line, but there's no way from here to know.
I mean,
the Lafayette Jeff defense ran off the field, but remember, they did that earlier.
Right, right.
And it cost them 70 yards of field position.
From here, it looks like we got it.
I think so, too.
It's a bad angle, though.
Here comes the chain gang. They set one end. They set
short,
the other. They put it down, and he's short by about 2 inches. He did not make it. And with 3:17 left to play in the third quarter, Lafayette Jeff takes over in a 21-21 game in the shadow of their own goal line.
What a turn. Just good goal line stand there from Lafayette Jeff. You got to tip your hat to them. They made some plays there. We're typically reliable, you know, when we run those, you know, the fullback up the middle, those are reliable 2-3 yards, but you're right, they had the goal line defense in there, and they stuffed us.
3:17 to go, third quarter. Lafayette Jeff with the ball in a 21-21 game. Crowder backed up in his end zone. He'll hand off, and up the middle goes Atkins, and Atkins will get some yardage, and he'll get out past the 5-yard line to the 6. And that is simply a guy, 173 pounds, 17, 18 years old, putting his head down and going as far as he can, as hard as he can. And there's a Tiger down at the 6-yard line.
Is it Cam again?
No. Cam hasn't been back in the game yet. It's Vilma. Vilma threw his shoulder into the pile to stop Atkins for good. And he may have done some damage. Now, I don't know if we'll see Cam again. We'll see. I'm looking over here for him with his helmet on, and I don't see him at all. So I don't know what that means. I do see Evan Davis. He's sitting on the bench. He's done for the night. Vilma is walking off the field, holding that right arm up against his right side. We'll hope that that's a stinger and that the nerve will let loose and he'll be able to come back in. Second down and 5 for Lafayette Jeff. Exactly 3 minutes left to play in the third quarter. It's 21-21. About time for Jeff to make a mistake here. Open the door for the Tigers.
I've been thinking that for a while.
Deep in their own end. Crowder, quick throw near side. Caught by Campbell, turns upfield at the 10, and he goes down. Out of bounds, back at about the 14-yard line. First down for Lafayette Jeff. And again, they run right to the line of scrimmage. Yep. 2:46 to play third quarter. Tied at 21 here in this regional championship game. Crowder with Atkins to his left. Takes the snap. He'll throw it left, and he's got his man. And that is Atkins. And he turns upfield, and he's got room up the far sideline to the 35-yard line. And he'll go out of bounds at the 37-yard line.
Something we haven't talked about a lot tonight, probably at all, is
Hold on.
Oh.
There's a flag down. Okay. There's a flag down, and it's holding against Lafayette Jeff. So wipe out what was a 23-yard gain, and that'll back Lafayette Jeff back inside their own 10-yard line.
That goes into what I was just going to say. So they do really well perimeter block. Their receivers that don't catch the ball are really good at perimeter blocking. So that time they must have got a little bit too much there. But they lock it on those shoulder pads. And our guys, it's hard to get off those.
A little handsy?
A little bit.
So it's moved back to the 11-yard line. So it's first down and 13 here for Lafayette Jeff. Crowder takes the snap, pump fakes, throwing it deep up the near sidelines, and it's going to be incomplete. And that's the best outcome for the Broncos because Tristan Wilson was eyeing a 6th interception this season.
Yep, you're right. If that ball was thrown maybe even a little bit better, that could have been an interception.
Second down and 13 for Lafayette Jeff. The intended receiver over here was Campbell. And Villema's back in the game for the Tigers. Second 13. Crowder takes the snap. Deep drop. Grady Nelson with pressure. They dump it over the middle. And it's the ball is loose. They dumped it. It was deflected and grabbed by Lafayette Jeff. A lineman fell on it back at the one-yard line. So it's a completed pass to Adkins. It's a fumble, Austin, recovered by Lafayette Jeff. And it ends up being a passing play, a loss, back to the two-yard line. It's third down and 22.
What a play. What a play.
You know who wants them to get some yardage here? The punter. He doesn't
Absolutely.
Have to worry about fumbling again. Crowder, hands off. Not much room. Adkins will get out to the three, maybe the four-yard line. They're going to mark him at the three. Fourth down, and the punt team comes on for Lafayette Jeff.
And how do you respond to getting stonewalled at the goal line? You come out with that response on defense where you give up 3 yards and force them to punt again.
And there is Garrido literally standing with his heels in front of the back line of the end zone. And Tristan Wilson is waiting for the ball at the Bronco 42. Oh, they snapped it over his head again. They snapped it over his head again. It's a safety. That one was not close.
No.
I mean, I realize he's not the tallest guy.
Right.
But nobody on Lafayette Jeff's team could have caught that one. That snapped. That's 8-9 feet high. And Warsaw goes up 23-21 with 1:06 left to play here in the third.
Well, that's a situation, too, of that long snapper has to realize that you don't have the typical 15, 16 yards deep for the punter. Like, there's only 10-yard room, you know, 10 or 11 yards there to maneuver. And that just looked like a normal long snap, and it still looked high. Obviously, it was high, but there wasn't a lot of room there to work with.
Two huge special teams gaffes. You know what you could blame it on? And I don't know that I am, but I'm throwing it out as a possibility. They don't punt very often.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
Their quarterback's thrown 37 touchdowns.
Yep.
Their punter has only punted going into this game 15 times.
Yeah.
And now they've had two bad snaps, one really bad, and Warsaw leads. Now, here's what happens. From the 20-yard line, it's a free kick for the Broncos, and Warsaw could go down, score a touchdown, and kick the extra point and go up by 9. Very near to or into the fourth quarter. This game just got a little crazier.
But these last two games.
Just unbelievable.
That's one way to put it.
Well, is there a better word?
No. I mean,
seriously, is there a better word? Tell me.
I'm telling you, that's it.
Because I'm searching for one, and I haven't come up with one. And it's Garrido to kick. Most teams tee this up and kick it from the 20. You have a couple different options. He's a good kicker, so the 20-yard line at the other end is pretty standard for the Warsaw kick returners. Brock in the near side, Reed on the far.
And they do have free reign to onside it or pooch it.
They do. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Warsaw's cheating people up just in case. Garrido gets the whistle. And he'll walk to it, now run to it, and he's going to drive it on the ground down the field. Warsaw picks it up at the 45, or the 35, 45, 50, and all the way across midfield to the 48-yard line. Warsaw with the ball, 1 minute left, leading 23-21.
What a turn of events in the last 10, 15 minutes. Lafayette Jeff stonewalls Warsaw at the 1 yard line, 2 yard line. 3-4 plays later, Lafayette Jeff forced a punt. Ball snaps over it's snapped over the punter's head, and now Warsaw has the ball on the plus side. That's pretty good.
Well, needless to say, that's what you want. From the 48, Sullivan in the offense goes to work up by 2. Sullivan on the quarterback keeper. Gets across the 45. And he'll get to the 43. The official on the far side wasn't even sure who had the ball.
Right.
It's a gain of 5 for the senior quarterback for the Warsaw Tigers. Morse has to run one more play here in the third quarter.
You know, I'm telling you, when you get 5 yards on a quarterback sneak, that tells you a lot about the offensive line.
Oh, and again, that's – your 178-pound center is in the middle of that.
Yep.
Second down and 5 from the 43. Sullivan fakes the handoff, keeps it. First down and more. 35, 30, 25, 20. Angling to the near side, 15, 10, and he'll be caught from behind inside the 10-yard line. First and goal at the 7.
The same play.
It is.
The same exact play, and they cannot stop it. Fake the fullback, take it off to the left. Good blocking.
And now the clock runs, and it will run down to zeros, and we'll head to the 4th in the regional championship at Fisher Field. Warsaw, 23. Lafayette Jeff, 21. Back in 60 with a 4th on News Now Warsaw.